Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, it's better than a bit is when it's reality. So with Keith Kachuk, probably 4 years ago, he's on the radio and we were talking about something that was an upcoming event. And he said, yeah, I don't know. What day is today? Tuesday? And I thought it was very representative of Big Walt's life. You know, he's retired. He's got a little bit of money in the bank and he doesn't have to worry about what day it is. But also, he doesn't really care what day it is. But then Tuesday's one of those days too. Yeah, I mean, it's not Friday or Saturday. And Monday, you're very clear on it's the beginning of the week. Not to get into a Seinfeld-Kramer breakdown here, what day is today. But Big Walt did drop one on accident during our latest visit. We're hanging with Big Walt, talking about the Blues' recent back-to-back wins over Colorado. What's possible in the playoffs? And do teams ever think the way fans and media might when they say, you don't want to get in this year. Just get a better draft pick. I'm not so sure professional athletes think that way. Hanging with Big Walt, our visits with the former Blues All-Star, presented by Appliance Discounters. At Appliance Discounters, they are well aware of all the cannots that those other appliance guys are telling you when you're in need of an appliance right away. At Appliance Discounters, they want to make your life easier, offering a full in-stock 40,000 square foot warehouse full of GE appliances. Times are difficult enough. Why wait 2 to 3 months for that appliance when you can get it in just a couple of days? Lowest price, GE rebates, great service, and in stock only at Appliance Discounters. Shop any of the showrooms or simply go online, theappliancediscounters.com. As always, our savings are your savings. Also, Marie Davila Senior Living, they're at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. Take a virtual tour at mariedavila.com. They've got assisted living, the Villa Estates. It's an entire campus out there. Beautiful campus in West County. Largest Christmas tree in St. Louis County. We featured that on Fox 2. The Red Fountains for the Cardinals opening day. Just a really festive area, festive spot. Fred Wiesehan and his wife Mary Kay have been doing a great job for years. Check it out, mariedavila.com. Also, Triad Bank, which is truly the neighborhood-friendly bank, which you don't hear about a bank these days, friendly, but they are. Based in St. Louis since 2005, the decision makers are here. So you're looking to get something done in town, make sure you're with the right bank. It's Triad Bank, Frontenac, Clayton Road, about a block west of Lindbergh, and on the web at triadbanking.com. And we are hanging with Big Walt, Keith Kachuk joining us. And I got to start with this topic because we were at an event the other night. We're all together. I want to put it together, the Big Walt roast. And you're saying absolutely not, 0% chance ever?
I would say, yeah, it's less than 0%. That's actually something that's real.
Less than zero?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Marty. I'd have some great people there. I've had some great material against me, but I'm going to take a pass on that one.
I got to think that like Chantel would be part of the roasting too, right?
Yeah, she does enough of that already at the host. So.
It was good to be around people and getting back to normal. It's been a long year, man. We're all starting to slowly get back out there and it feels a little more normal.
It's crazy. First of all, it's great seeing you and seeing a lot of people that we haven't seen and acting normal, like you said. It was nice to actually be around people and socialize for a change. You know, I don't know about you, but I've had my second vaccine. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about that. But it's just weird. Like, Marty, today's a beautiful day, by the way. Beautiful. I went for a walk. I walked by this lady going the other way. She had a mask down her neck. When I walked by her, she puts her mask up. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, come on now. Like, I don't know. This, you're outside. You're not even next to each other. You're just walking by in the vicinity. And it just makes you feel like, oh, my God, what do I have?
I take some of this shit personally because people walk by me and they'll steer out of their way. I'm like, do I look like some sick SOB doesn't wash his hands?
It's ridiculous. Like, these people are nuts. It's half the problem is that Fauci guy. Like, Jesus. Like, let's go. Move on. Come on, everybody, let's go. Get back.
Let's go, eh? Let's go. And that's, hey.
Come on, eh?
That's
what I just wanted to throw that rant in there. I just couldn't believe it.
Well, and I'm telling you, you take it personal. If people look at you like you've got the Rona or something, I'm like, I've been fine. Nothing wrong with me. But when people walk by you and they kind of lean back, I'm like, I think people are going to be freaked out forever about
touching. If you don't feel comfortable, then don't leave your friggin' house, Marty. You know what I'm saying? It's nice out. It's beautiful. Let's get everybody out. Get out to normal. Let's go.
You're a big walk guy. Remember the kids said that during the pandemic. We had the whole Kachuk gang on. They said, Dad loves his walks. He loves. That's the best exercise, though.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just nice just to get out in the fresh air. This time of the year, it's awesome.
Do you listen to anything or are you just walking?
I put some music in or make some phone calls. Sometimes Chantel comes with me, but I get up early. So I went, did my stuff this morning and went for a walk and boom.
What do you listen to? You listen to only bands
from an 80s kind of rock, you know, that kind of stuff. Nothing too crazy. I don't understand how these kids listen to this stuff they listen to now. It's ridiculous.
Well, this is turning into like the old man rant. I love it. Big Waltz rant.
This, no, but like this rap stuff that says every swear word in the world. I don't know. My boys love country. I just really never gotten into country ever.
That's, you know what? And the women tend to like it. And my wife loves country. And I don't cringe, but I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I hear you, but I love the 80s. 80s is my kind of music, brother.
There we go. Hey, what do you think about winning a couple of games against the Avalanche? You know, the Blues had lost 5 in a row to Colorado. I know they're kind of going through a little COVID spell, the Avalanche are, but what do you think that does, even just a confidence level for the Blues team to win those two?
Unreal, because you could possibly be playing them in the first round of the playoffs. Who knows what's going to happen? But, you know, everybody's talking about their team speed, and you know, I thought we did really well. I mean, what is today, Monday?
Tuesday,
right? So we played them Monday and Saturday, correct?
That is correct. This is a classic, Big Walt. You're famous for saying on the radio, what day is today? Tuesday? You just did it without even trying.
Well, Saturday, we could have easily been down 4-5 to nothing after that first period. I mean, we battle back. We win that game. That's huge. I mean, you're playing against McKinnon, you know, McCarr, these guys, Landeskog. There's some great players on that team. And I didn't watch the game last night. I was watching Matthew and Brady play, but seeing that, I got the scores come up on my phone. It was great. I mean, you know, to come out and get 2 points, much needed. You get jump ahead of Arizona. I think we still have 3 games in hand, and we're going to play a hot, hot Minnesota team right now. So, you know, I think it's a great sign. I think we're heading in the right direction. I think everybody's getting more comfortable, especially with the defense corps we had last night. We had a lot of regulars out of the lineup. I mean, we have Parayko out, Dunn out, so you're missing Gunnarsson for the year. So this is, you know, obviously the big, you know, Petro not being around anymore. It's hard. And I thought the guys did a great job, and it's nice to come out and get a win here and move going back out on the road and try to gain some momentum heading to the stretch drive.
Has that been the biggest change of this team, do you think? Is just the blue line missing pieces, even a Bollmeister who had been a staple for years. I mean, do you think that's, when you look at this team and they're not as good as they had been the last couple of years, is that the number one thing?
Well, you look, big 55 Parayko's been hurt. So you take out Parayko, you take out J-Bo, you take out Petro. Those three guys were huge pieces during that cup run. Three of your top ice getters right there. So you take them out. Now you're, you know, and Edmondson obviously is assigned somewhere else. And you got other guys, you know, so that's three big players. Now you have to shift. I think Falk has had a great season. He's played really well, you know, after last year's season. Krug's still finding his way. So you're getting guys to get an opportunity, getting Mikula back in the lineup. So, I mean, it's Scandella's pretty steady. So it's nice to get in there and make up for three big losses over the course of 2 years, especially with Parayko being out right now against what he'd be matched up against a guy like McKinnon, who, you know, for a big guy, Parayko can match his speed really well. So, you know, having him on the lineup and getting the big 2 points is huge for our team.
I think certain segments of the fan base or even the media would say, you know, what's the point of even getting in? You're not beating Vegas. You're not beating Colorado. You're not beating them in a seven-game series. I don't. Players and athletes, like, just don't think that way, do they?
No, you don't, because anything can happen in a series. You know, injuries happen, different things happen, and, you know, we're in trouble. I mean, you know, remember that first round series in the playoff run, or the cup run, where Winnipeg, we win the first two on the road, we lose the next two, and we're looking to lose game five, and all of a sudden, boom, score a big goal, and then things happen. You know, you get injuries, and you get a hot goaltender. Binnington has shown that he can go out and beat anybody. Yeah, Vegas and Colorado, Minnesota are really tough, depending on who you face, but as long as you get in, you give yourself a chance to, you know, to win. I mean, you'll be fine. Injuries do happen. Goalies get hot. Some goalies have a tough time, but our guys have been there before. The experience helps.
I feel like the NHL is littered with examples too. I mean, the Blues 20 years ago when they won the President's Trophy, they get bounced. They were the number one overall seed. Tampa Bay, I think, a couple of years ago, number one overall seed, get beat by Columbus of all teams. So there's a lot of examples there too. Maybe as much as
well, Calgary was the number one seed 2 years ago, and they got bounced by Colorado. So you know what? It doesn't matter. And there is no home ice right now with the crowds the way they are, but usually in hockey, there's really not an advantage. It really isn't to have home ice advantage because you see in hockey, there's a lot of road wins in the playoffs compared to like basketball. Basketball, it's a homer's market, you know, home teams most of the time win. So, you know, it's guys play a simpler game on the road. So I'm not really worried about that. And, you know, those are great teams out West, Vegas and, you know, Colorado, but I think we proved the fact. I know they're missing two or three guys. But, you know, I think Binnington with his experience, what he did a few years back and win a series on his own.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey expert. You know, I'm more of a basketball expert, of course, with my pedigree.
2020, JV, senior year. Go ahead.
But I do think, and you just mentioned Binnington, if any one guy can make a huge difference when you get into the playoffs, isn't it him? Like, if he heats up the way he's capable, that could just change everything?
Absolutely. Like I said, he's done it before. He did it for so many games at the end of the year, and he's got that swagger that – you know, you could see his in his interviews, he's a confident kid. And if he can go out and find a way to be that guy, it makes the guys play a little bit different in front of them. They're not squeezing their sticks. They're just going out and playing loose. And that has a trickle effect on your team. And, yeah, 100%, I think he can win a series. He shows he has a swagger. He has what it takes to do it.
And he seems to like seeing a lot of, you know, shots too. Like some of these guys, if you only see 18 to 20 shots, maybe they're not as good. The higher, like the Blues get outshot in games, and those seem to be the ones where he really shines, or it has been at times. Do you think he's one of the guys wants to see it a lot, the shots?
Yeah, I think the more consistent rubber that gets thrown at them, the more they're involved in the game and the more they're, you know, their heads in the game. So I think, yeah, some guys like that. I don't think coaches like it too much. I mean, you don't want to get peppered for 50 or 60 shots because then you're asking for a loss. But, you know, if he can get some good rubber, but he can, you know, make sure there's no second and third chances, then I think we'll be fine.
You know, there's still a large amount of players that were here 2 years ago. Does that play a role, that experience and that knowing how to win? Does that mean something?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with Ryan O'Reilly. I mean, he's the guy that everybody falls and looks at and sees how hard he works. And, you know, Shen, Schwartz, David Perron, yeah, Robert Thomas now, and young guys, Sanford and Blaze, you know, Dunn and, you know, Bortuzzo, you know, you have the guys that have been there before. So I think it goes a long way. And knowing if you get hot at the right time and you get that confidence going, you're going to be tough to beat.
I feel like you and I talked about Perron before because he's been around so long that you were teammates at one time. Is he better than he ever was in terms of being a goal scorer and a point scorer?
He's just – he doesn't get enough credit around the league for how talented he is, how strong he is on pucks and making plays and showing so much poise. He's confident. He can shoot the puck. He's got a great release, and he's strong on his skates. So he doesn't get enough credit around the league. He's one of those guys that just gels with anybody. Him and Ryan O'Reilly have played really well together over the years, and that's the one good thing about our team. I mean, you know, you got the Ryan O'Reilly, you got Schenner, you got Robert, who plays, and you got Bozak, who's an underrated player. So you got the guys, and I think Perry is wise beyond his years and has been there. He's been here since he's an 18-year-old. So, and he's had a great career so far, and they showed it in big games.
How do you explain droughts that happen? Like Brayden Schenn's a great two-way player, and then he has 19 games without a goal, which just knowing his skill set, that doesn't even seem to make sense. I'm sure you had droughts during your career. Is it something – does it become mental for guys?
It's tough. You start second-guessing. You start waiting for the pretty play. You're waiting for easy goals where you just got to go out and play. And I mean, obviously, he's one of those guys that has a great combination of skill and his work ethic. And he just can do that. And, you know, we got a lot of streaky players on our team, you know, him and Schwartzy. So, you know what? It's tough. Everybody goes through it. We're in a pandemic year where you're going to have stretches where you go games. It just doesn't make sense. But you know what? He'll be fine. He's a true kid. He's a true warrior. He'll play hard. He does all the little things. And, you know, he'll get those goals around the net. That's what makes him special.
Vegas or Colorado, if you get in, do you think it matters? Are they both? Is there much that separates those two?
Well, they're both great teams. I mean, Colorado's speed is ridiculous. I think Vegas is a bigger team. But, you know, the goaltending, you probably have to edge to Vegas because of the experience of Marc-Andre Fleury, who's been there before, and Leonard's a good goalie. So I think Colorado, that could be a little bit of a question mark for me as their goaltending. So would I rather play Colorado? I don't know. I don't think it matters who we play. We're going to have to go through them at some point.
All right. Do we have our golf date on the calendar yet? You know, I was working the room the other night trying to line up some a lot of caddy opportunities being thrown in my direction.
Some guys would be a better caddy than players. Not you, buddy.
That's me, buddy. All right. Hey, good hockey talk. We'll do it again soon.
All right, 2020. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks to you for hanging with Big Walt. Our visits are always posted at scoopswithdannymac.com. And if you subscribe to the Kilcoin Conversation, you will get our Walt visits delivered directly to you. We're on Spotify and iTunes, all of those places. Just make sure you subscribe. That's the best way to get all of our content delivered directly to you. And on the Kilcoin Conversation, a lot of fun the other day, talking with Rusty and Kenny Wallace. A lot of great feedback on that. Last week, it was Kevin Harlan. So make sure you subscribe and get all of our visits delivered directly to you. The Kilcoin Conversation presented by Appliance Discounters, Marie Davila, Senior Living, and Triad Bank. We'll talk to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.